We've watched you work for several weeks now, and honestly, I'm not sure I understand what you're doing. Could you describe your process in detail?
Oh, goodness, no. The process is most intensive. As I said to your assistant, the best instruction you will find about my methods are here, in my journals, as I have kept exhaustive records of my work there.
I see. Well, my concern, Doctor, is that we still don't understand what you're seeking to cure, or how it manifests, or how turning these creatures into quasi-living, mindless drones helps in that effort.
You do not understand the pestilence, even after all this time. Doctor, it is an unspeakable horror, one that has shown its true face many times before, and will again. I find myself blessed with the wisdom and good senses needed to root it out and destroy it. But many, like yourself, cannot. It is a cruel judgment, I fear, to be at the mercy of a disease you cannot fully comprehend.
That still doesn't answer my question. How's your cure, any kind of cure at all?
It is a cure. You may laugh at my efforts if you please, but do not besmirch the good name of scientific progress that has developed this great mercy. What you short-sightedly see here is a life better than any this creature could have hoped for. Stricken as it was with the pestilence, this creature is now clean, unable to spread the pestilence, and free from the terror it would have experienced otherwise.
This is hardly a creature at all, Doctor. It's not even...
Do not jape with me, sir. You and your colleagues are like so many others, unable to look past minor setbacks to see the salvation taking place before your very eyes. Do you wait to remove rotten timbers until the hall collapses on top of you? No. You find them, and you pull them out and replace them with those untouched by rot. And most of all, you do not simply mock the structure because it now looks different to you. It is strong. It is free of disease.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to agitate you. I'm just trying to understand.
Yes. Well, do mind your words in the future, Doctor. I am a professional, but even professionals may feel the bite of pride in dealing with criticism of their masterpiece. I will forgive this as an act of good faith between colleagues.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that will be all. Another test subject on the usual schedule. You know my preference of subjects with more human anatomies.